WBAL at WBAL.com.
6:51 on Maryland's Morning News. Controversial story out of Anne Arundel County started last month with a student who's been expelled from school because he accidentally brought a shotgun to school, left it in his car. School found out about it and obviously suspended him. He's been expelled, automatic suspension. Terry Egley joins me now. She is the mother of this student. Good morning, Terry. Thanks for joining us here on Maryland's Morning News.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's just quickly go over the story for those who haven't heard it. You tell me if I have anything wrong here. Your son, Brian, is 18 years old. He is a senior at South River High School and was going to school, drove to school the morning after he went out hunting, forgot that his shotgun was in the car, and noticed that it was in the car and tried to cover it up. And it was later found by a teacher, I guess, who was patrolling the parking lot. And then they went to find him in school. They arrested him, put him in handcuffs. And he had no ill intent with his gun, just forgot that it was in there from a night out hunting, tried to cover it up, obviously didn't do a good enough job, and was expelled. That's how the case works right now today, right?
There's a bit of confusion on the part of the trying to cover it up. That he basically, when he put it in his car the night before, he threw a pair of sweatpants over it. Just for driving and transporting it back to the house.
Okay, so when he got to school, he didn't know that was in there at all. He totally forgot.
Correct.
It was in there. Okay. So he got,
He was running late to school, and, as teenagers are, just forgot. Got school, parked, and went running into the school so that he wasn't late for class.
And it is an automatic expulsion. Is that correct, the way it stands in the rules of Anne Arundel County?
That is correct. Regardless of the intent, possession of a firearm on school property is an automatic expulsion. So basically, he gets the same punishment as a kid who walks into a school with a loaded weapon and points it at somebody under the zero tolerance policy that stands today.
Although those people probably would be charged with maybe attempted murder or some kind of assault or something like that. He didn't get charged
on the criminal aspect,
yeah, right.
Yes.
Are there any criminal charges against him at this point?
Yes, he also actually had two ADHD pills that were in his car that he had been taking his finals. He had just been recently given a scholarship to Pfeiffer University down North Carolina, and he was real intent on making sure that his grades were good and that, he kept up his GPA to maintain the scholarship. And during his final exams for the last semester, he had expressed that he had a hard time focusing, and the kid said, I take these for that problem. Here, try this. So he had five of them. He took three during exams. The other two had laid in his car for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Untouched.
All right. So
He was charged with possession of a firearm on school property and possession of controlled dangerous substance.
What do you think the proper punishment should be for this?
I believe that for the school board aspect, I believe a suspension is definitely in order. I don't argue what they did or how they handled the situation from the initial standpoint. It's a gun on school property. I know the knee-jerk reaction that automatically happens when, because of today's society and all of the terrible things that have happened. What I don't agree with is after it was discovered that there was no intent, that it was an accident, that expulsion is harsh for this case.
Now, today, there's a protest at the Board of Education. I know he has a lot of support within the community of South River High School. What are you hoping to accomplish today?
I'm hoping to just raise awareness to the school board that the zero tolerance policy that is in effect right now doesn't lend itself to any humanity. That they don't leave room for a child who makes a mistake.
And
I'm also hoping to speed up the hearing process, which at this point will possibly take us to the end of the school year before he even gets a chance to appeal the decision.
So right now he's out of school. He's set to graduate. Will he get a diploma, and has this affected his chances of getting into college?
He will get a diploma. He's doing an online course for English 12 right now, which is the only credit he needs. And we do not know. The college is ultimately waiting for the decision, the final decision on what his future is going to be.
All right, Terry. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News. We appreciate your time.